This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story. At 7 o'clock, Colorado Springs police say a shooting off of Airport Road left two cars with bullet holes yesterday evening. Officers arrived on scene right around 5:30 yesterday evening to find the cars parked and unoccupied but peppered with bullet holes from guns that have yet to be identified. Police did not specify just how many bullet holes there were between the two cars, but we do know that there were multiple rounds fired. There is limited suspect information available this morning as the investigation continues. Police in Woodland Park are reporting several car break-ins and thefts over the past few weeks. Yesterday morning, a man's vehicle was broken into, leading police on a pursuit with the Teller County Sheriff's and State Patrol as well. Although all the suspects in that incident were arrested, police are warning that the others could be out there, advising the public to never leave belongings inside their vehicle and to make sure your vehicle is locked. A Colorado Springs homeowner coming forward with about how porch pirates are throwing a wrench into her holiday plans. Shirley Sharp says that she lost over $250 worth of purchases due to package theft with Cyber Monday here. She hopes people will stay on guard as they're shopping online. Sharp says she was out of town visiting family in Texas when the theft occurred at her southeast Colorado Springs home.
I mean, it's concerning thinking that somebody is bold enough to walk up to your front door and, you know, they don't know if I'm in there or not. They don't know who's in the house.
Supply chain issues and inflation have made gifts harder to come by and packages potentially more valuable. So be sure to take those additional precautions. Students in Fremont County School District RE1 will not have to wear a mask back to class today following the reversal of a county public health order. According to Dwayne McFall, the chairman for the Fremont County Board of Health, the decision was made because COVID-19 numbers in the district and across Fremont County are, quote, finally showing a decrease. While there are still significantly more cases now than in August, the numbers have been on the decline for about 3 weeks. COVID-19 case numbers across several southern Colorado counties also continuing that downward trend. El Paso County is seeing about 800 fewer cases reported in the past week compared to the week prior, about 250 fewer cases in Pueblo County in that same time period. The same declining trend continuing in Teller County as well. The drop in case numbers, however, may be due to a lag in data reporting thanks to the Thanksgiving holiday. A longtime member of the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office has passed away. The Sheriff's Office announced the death of Bureau Chief Jeff Teschner over the weekend. Teschner died late Friday while off duty. The Sheriff's Office said that his death was not related to COVID-19. Garrity News Time now, 7:03, and staying in Pueblo County, where activists continuing to pressure the Pueblo City Council to remove a statue of Christopher Columbus from its home at a library on East Abriendo Avenue. We have details now with KRDO's Bryn Carman.
Protesters placed hundreds of child-sized shoes at the base of the monument yesterday. The shoes were meant to represent the bodies of 215 Indigenous children found on the grounds of a Canadian school earlier this year. Protesters have been pressing City Council to remove the statue for years, saying the city should not honor Columbus because he represents the oppression and exploitation of Indigenous people. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
Meanwhile, an apology after a Southern Colorado Congresswoman's anti-Muslim comments to another congresswoman was caught on video. We have the latest with ABC's Dave Packer.
Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert apologizing Friday for an anti-Muslim trope she used, referring to Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, suggesting she could have been carrying explosives on an elevator and calling Omar part of a, quote, jihad squad. The comments captured in an undated video then went viral Thursday. In a tweet, Omar calling for House leadership to take appropriate action. Omar added that, quote, normalizing this bigotry not only endangers my life, but the lives of all Muslims. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sunny skies and mild temperatures for a Monday afternoon. 68 degrees Colorado Springs, 73 in Pueblo, and winds are going to be out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. As we head overnight into Tuesday morning, a few thin high clouds. Overnight lows will be in the mid-30s, 36 Colorado Springs, 35 in the Pueblo area. Again, sunny skies on your Tuesday afternoon and slightly cooler with a high of 60 for the Springs, 63 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.